Hello, BTN News listeners. As many of you know, the news show is entirely made possible by donations from listeners like you. The news show is not sponsored in any way. And because of this, the only way how the news show can continue is through your contributions. If you wish to continue enjoying the news show, please visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions to make your contribution today to keep the news show on the air. And thank you so much for your support. There, ladies and gentlemen, and boys and girls of all ages, welcome to your Tuesday installment of the BTN News Show. It's the 3rd of March, 2020. We've got the best technology news that's been happening over the past 24 hours, and we got it for you right now in about 5 minutes. Right, train riders in the UK, listen up. I'm sure a lot of you have probably used that railway Wi-Fi service. Well, you might want to know they found an unsecured database, which contained about 146 million records about all the people that have actually used that free Wi-Fi at the railway stations in the UK. The database was actually discovered by a security researcher on Amazon Web Services storage. As far as what it included, well, it included your personal details, usernames, date of birth, email addresses, and even details of travel arrangements. At first, when this story broke, we were hearing, nah, that's not true. It's fake news. No, it's real news. The network Rail have confirmed the data leak. Though it has to be said, C3 UK is actually downplaying this. They're saying that the database was a backup copy. It only included about 10,000 email addresses. Yeah, only. Kind of want to say at the end of the day, regardless, it's a data breach. And people were compromised. As far as what was compromised, well, it goes from all the way from November of 2019 right up to February of this year. Yeah, we've got more COVID-19 news. It's going to be there for a while, people. Probably because the virus is going to be with us for a while. If you were hoping to see those Twitter people over there at South by Southwest 2020 this year, yeah, they're not going to be there. Twitter has announced that it will not be sending its employees to South by Southwest this year to avoid the spread of the coronavirus. As we all knew, CEO Jack Dorsey, he was going to make a big old keynote over there. Apparently, Jack thought twice. No word yet if more people will be pulling out of South by Southwest this year. But if it's anything to go by, say like the Mobile World Congress or the Game Developers Conference, yeah, those were canceled. So South by Southwest, yeah, they might be seeing the same fate. Time will tell. Staying with our U.S. listeners, cord cutters out there, you got a new service. AT&T has finally launched their AT&T TV streaming service. And from what we can tell, it looks like DirecTV through your internet. In fact, you gotta actually have an Android streaming TV box to get the thing. Now, you can't use your own box, like a Roku or Apple TV. Nah, that'd be too simple. Now, according to AT&T, the box, yeah, it's gonna be free for its subscribers. Though, if you want additional devices throughout your house, that's an additional $120 per box. Yeah, a little pricey. Now, the box apparently can record up to 500 hours of TV, and even comes with Netflix and other streaming apps, though it doesn't come with the subscriptions. As far as a monthly charge, well, it starts off at $50 a month. That's the basic package, and just like regular cable, yeah, it's got a 2-year contract. I don't know about you, but this sounds nothing like cord cutting to me. This sounds exactly like what people are trying to dump with cord cutting. And finally, you got an inner astronaut in you? I mean, come on, we've all thought about when we were kids, right? I want to go up into space. Now, if you're like me, probably too old to do this. But if you're a little younger, and you still feel that burning in your gut to get into space, NASA is accepting applications now. You want to go to Mars? You want to see the stars? You have until the very end of this month, yes, March 31st at 11:59 p.m., to apply to become an astronaut with NASA. Unfortunately, you're going to have to be a U.S. citizen, so our U.K. listeners, sorry, you got to have a master's degree in STEM field or an equivalent. Plus, you must have a completed test pilot school program with a STEM bachelor's degree. And according to NASA, you're going to need real-world experience. And I don't know what NASA means by that, real-world experience. The whole idea to apply here is because I haven't been to the real-world experience. Nonetheless, though, NASA's calling this a big opportunity. So if you think you got what it takes, better head on over to NASA's official website right now and live that dream. Got a story? No one else is listening to you? Well, by golly, we will. Send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Our official website located at britishtechnetwork.com. That is where you find the new show to subscribe to, the Mac Show, the Big Show, the Photo Show, and so much more. Plus, you can contribute to the BTN Network specifically for the new show. Do that at britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Find us on our Facebook page, too, at British Tech Network, or give us a follow on Twitter at British Tech. But definitely come by our Slack room over at our BTN community by simply going to britishtech.slack.com. Ever-Growing.com. We'd love for you to be a part of the ever-growing fun that's happening over there. The news show will be back at your way on Thursday, getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next couple of days. But until then, hope you have yourself a fantastic Tuesday, and thank you so much, as always, for listening.